Fasten your seatbelts and turn up your radio. We're going on a road trip. Summer is by far the most popular time to take a vacation. But as the ongoing coronavirus pandemic continues, travel this year is looking a little bit different from summers past. Around the globe, many traditional vacation spots remain closed to tourists, while airplanes, trains, and buses are operating well below normal levels. Festivals, fairs, and events have all but disappeared this summer, but that doesn't mean there's nowhere to go. Welcome to Route 51. I'm Shireen Seward. Today, we take you on a tour of North Central Wisconsin's incredible landscape, where natural wonders and hidden gems are just a quick road trip away. Our tour guide today is Travel Wisconsin Secretary Designee Sarah Meany, with tips for making the most of the final few weeks of summer. Sarah, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me on the show, Shireen.
You bet. You can join the conversation, too, by calling 800-780-9742 or emailing us at route51@wpr.org. Sarah, you are a repeat guest on Route 51. Usually we talk about fairs and festivals around the region, but today is a little bit different, of course. We're all kind of continuing to find this new normal that we're all trying to achieve. But I guess I'm curious, what is the state of tourism in our area? Are people actually going out and going places?
Well, you know, I think it depends on where you're looking around the state. But the two biggest words in Wisconsin tourism right now are outdoor recreation. People are coming alive and getting creative and either revisiting hobbies of the past or starting new hobbies and using the great outdoors of Wisconsin as the landscape for it.
Absolutely. And of course, we're hearing RV sales are way up, boat sales are way up. I mean, there's kind of this sense that exploring the great outdoors is really on people's minds this summer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, without question, everyone knows what a challenge 2020 has been. You know, whether it was feeling cooped up near the end of winter and really needing to get out and stretch your legs and really expand your mind and perspective. There's no place better than to get out into one of our gorgeous forests or be somewhere on, in, or near the water. And Wisconsin just has so much to offer when it comes to that. That's always been the case, of course. But really this year, I think people, we Wisconsinites and others in surrounding areas, are reminded of just what a rich experience Wisconsin offers when it comes to being outside.
I was talking with my sister the other day, and I said, hey, we're thinking about taking a run to one of these waterfalls. And she goes, waterfalls? I have no idea the state has waterfalls. But there are some wonderful waterfalls in the state.
Yeah.
What are some of your favorites?
Well, so there are so many to choose from. But I mean, so if your sister was surprised, let's just kind of land it in reality, which is Wisconsin is surrounded by water. And we are full of water. So we have 15,000 inland lakes. We have 43,000 miles of rivers and streams. So, of course, we have waterfalls. It has to move from one place to the other. So we're really, really lucky that we have such an incredible bounty of fresh water. And it really, you know, going to see a waterfall, I think, reminds all of us about, you know, the beauty that's around us. And it's like a reset button. It's like a do-over button when you go to a beautiful place like that. So why don't I start in Iron County? So Potato River Falls is a really great spot. There are a lot of options in Iron County and in the area. That you can also find some spots that are off the beaten path. So families that want to be able to hike to on their own, continue to, you know, keep your social distance and spend some quality time together. Potato River Falls is a really great option for that. It's a 90-foot waterfall, and there are campsites and a picnic area. There's also ATV access on some of the trails there. And so, you know, it's a great spot to get out, to explore something wonderful. And a 90-foot waterfall, just picture that. Here in Wisconsin, you never really thought about the height and the scale of something like that. But, you know, head off midweek or on a weekend, and that's a great spot for that.
Sounds wonderful. Yeah. I know there's Florence County has the Breakwater Falls. What's that like?
Well, so this is actually something new to most people, even Wisconsinites. So it's a 60-foot waterfall, but there are three tiers to it. So, and it flows over 2-billion-year-old bedrock. So it was actually missing from maps for 90 years. So it didn't even have a name until recently. So it's something that's kind of newer to the outdoorsy types that might want to go to a spot that is relatively unknown. Now it won't be, you know, here I am breaking the silence on this. But it is one of the 8 waterfalls in Florence County that are located on the Pine and Popple Wild Rivers. So it's a great spot, new to many, and certainly worth the effort to get there.
Well, if there are 8 waterfalls in Florence County, that sounds like a great road trip. I mean, just visiting them all.
Yeah.
I think that would
just
be a wonderful couple of days.
Yeah, take them all in and, you know, plan ahead and spend some money in the communities in the area.
Now, I understand Marinette County is called the waterfall capital of Wisconsin. Why is that?
Well, they've got 14. So it really is about the bounty of waterfalls in Marinette County. They're gorgeous. They're serene. They're self-guided. They have a self-guided waterfall tour that's, you know, put together, make it easy for people to do just what we were talking about is, you know, make it a road trip and, you know, make a couple days of it so that visitors can kind of work through their park system to see all the forests, rivers, and lakes in Marinette County. And there are some in, you know, kind of along that waterfall tour that have campsites, they have playgrounds, there's fishing and swimming areas. So Marinette's a great spot if you want to kind of mix it up and try something different.
I wanted to mention Cornucopia, too. There's the Lost Creek Falls in Cornucopia. And I think when folks think about Bayfield, the peninsula there, they always think about the islands and the sea caves, which are wonderful. And of course, Lake Superior, the largest freshwater lake. But there are some awesome wild waterfalls up there as well. So Lost Creek Falls is like a 15-foot waterfall that plunges into a woodland pool. And it's just a couple miles south of Cornucopia. It's you've got to hike 2 miles to get there. So it's, I mean, you've got to go a little ways, but it is worth the hike and just an absolutely gorgeous place to go.
What a great add to the list.
Also, for folks that need something a little bit easier to access, there is the Granite Quarry Waterfalls in Montello. That is really easy to get to. The Granite Quarry is famously known for producing the materials of Grant's Tomb in New York City, but it's really a gorgeous park as well.
So I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's a really good one to go to with family members and folks who just are not up to a long hike. So,
accessible for more folks. That's really great. Great idea.
Yeah. Biking is really on the rise. I heard that electric bikes, you had to wait sometimes 2 months to get when you ordered them. I mean, it's just so popular right now. I mean, there are some wonderful biking places in the area as well.
Yeah, so biking is absolutely on the rise. Wisconsin's very own Trek Bicycles, of course, they've done some research, and it shows that of Americans who already own a bike, 21% of them are riding more since the pandemic. And in March, actually, we saw that U.S. bike sales rose across virtually every category. So leisure bikes increased 121%, children's bikes increased 59%, so people are getting out onto wheels and getting outside and exercising, and I think that's a really great outcome of a challenging time. So, again, Wisconsin is a really amazing place for biking. We have an incredible trail system. We also have a lot of paved trails for people to experience. So, and I was told once, and I'm not sure exactly who explained this, but Wisconsin has a unique set of paved roads in rural areas because of the strength of the dairy and agriculture industry. So when you think about how did milk get delivered to homes so many years ago, those were paved roads because they were glass bottles. So Wisconsin's commitment to dairy has turned into some really great opportunities for bikers. So
That makes sense. That's interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah, it's a cool historical connection between, you know, the number of paved roads in our rural road system and the ability to bike them and see some really cool out-of-the-way places. So here's an example of a trail. So Lac du Flambeau Bike Trail starts in downtown Lac du Flambeau, and then it winds through the rustic lake country on a 7 mile loop and an 11 mile loop. And the road connections to those trails actually allow riders to access other trails in Boulder Junction and Manitowish Waters. And it's a great way to kind of go from community to community, make some stops along the way, maybe stop at a bakery or get a sandwich. And, you know, again, the message here is get out there, but also help some of these businesses in these communities that really rely on visitors and spending to make it through to the other side of this.
Sure, absolutely. That really is a wonderful trail system there in Lac du Flambeau. Just amazing.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. And then, so we can move on to the next one, which is the Heart of Vilis bike trail. So these trails are really family friendly, and they're all paved. They run through the gorgeous Northern Highlands American Legion State Forest. So you can be surrounded by these vast forests, towering pines, and there's miles and miles and miles of beautiful sights, and yet it's also kid-friendly, and makes it really accessible. The bike trail itself runs through Crystal Lake Campground in the State Forest, which is also a family-friendly campground. So, again, if you wanted to kind of turn this into a multi-stop place, stop overnight, bring your stuff, enjoy the overnight, and then head along in the morning.
That sounds lovely. And it's nice to have some things that the kids can do, too. Mm-hmm, I mean, yeah. You don't want something that's too challenging where, the kids get frustrated. But, of course, you want to challenge them enough that they're having a good time and getting some great exercise.
Yeah, we want them to enjoy it so we don't scare them off of biking as adults, right? So
exactly. That's the trick, right?
Yeah, exactly.
What's next on your list?
So this is a cool trail system that goes from Tomahawk to Minocqua. So it's called the Hiawatha Trail and the Bearskin State Trails. And these two trails combine for almost 30 miles. So riders are taken along lake trestle crossings, old railroad crossings, and through the beautiful natural beauty and all the lakes of that area. So the trails themselves are converted rail beds. So that's where a lot of the big white pine logs from the forest were transported for all the various forestry applications. But now they're surfaced with compacted granite. So it's really great for a summer bike ride. Calling it an easy ride isn't fair, but it definitely makes it a very accessible ride. And it doesn't take a lot to hop on, and there's stuff all along the way. So it's a gorgeous, gorgeous choice.
It is a gorgeous choice. I mean, that is just one of the true gems of the Northwoods. That's for sure. Yeah, I wanted to also mention the Green Circle Trail in Stevens Point. If folks in the area have never been, it is wonderful. It is locally operated. It's a 26-mile trail that follows the Plover and Wisconsin rivers, and it passes through Whiting and Plover and connects with over 20 miles of additional trails. So you can continue on if you want something more challenging or more rural, but it is absolutely gorgeous. I mean, just an absolutely fantastic one. So
it is. That's a great choice. And of course, I mean, in that area of the state, in that region, those trails were really, really thoughtfully put together and connected. So there's often stops or like a local brewery or a microbrewery. And so, for folks who are less familiar with the idea of getting on a bike and spending all day on a bike, keep in mind, this is connectivity between other opportunities as well, and other experiences, food and beverage and gorgeous scenery all in one go.
And ice cream. There's always ice cream
and
along the way.
Ice cream. I know the first one I think of with the Bearskin Trail is in Tomahawk itself. It's a windmill. It's called the Windmill, and it's a great ice cream spot. It's a hot spot for boaters and hikers and bikers alike. So that's a fun spot there.
Yeah, and everybody needs a reward after a nice long bike ride.
Yeah,
you're listening to Sarah Meany on Route 51, a discussion on the best road trips and getaways in the area. If there's a North Central Wisconsin destination you'd like to recommend, give us a call. Or you can email us, route51@wpr.org. Be sure to include your first name and city of residence. If you'd like to join by phone, call us at 800-780-9742. I'm Shereen Seward, and this is Route 51 on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine.
We're back on Route 51. I'm Shereen Seward. Travel Wisconsin Secretary Designee Sarah Meany is with us today, offering recommendations for quick road trips and getaways amid the coronavirus pandemic. We'd like to hear from you, too. Whether you have a recommendation of your own or a question for our guest, call 800-780-9742 or email route51 at WPR.org. Of course, Sarah, we've talked about how RV sales, boat sales have skyrocketed. People are spending a lot more time outdoors than in the past. Mm-hmm. But I've got to tell you, my husband is a big bird watcher. He is obsessed with the birds in our backyard. We live in Wausau on the southeast side, and we have lots of wonderful trees and so many birds. But holy mackerel, there are some incredible places to bird watch in the state. And I'd like to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, happy to talk about that. In fact, while I myself am less experienced as a bird watcher, my colleague, the Deputy Secretary of Tourism, Ann Sayers, is an avid bird watcher. So I've learned a ton from her and also our colleagues all over the state that teach us something every day. So why don't we start with a spot in Lac des Flambeaux is Powell Marsh. It's over 4,300 acres. And it's home to a huge variety of bird species, and there are trails for bird watching. So obviously you can move around and take it all in. Make sure you've got your binoculars so you can plan on seeing species like eagles and hawks, songbirds, woodpeckers, loons, cranes, owls, and more. And the Powell trails themselves include loop options that are 2, 4, and 5 miles approximately, and there's no fee for the trails. So these trails pass by Spring Pond and Sherman Lake. They wind through an area that was logged many years ago. And then there's also an area of older growth forest. So you're going to see a huge variety of landscape. And of course, that brings a wide variety of birds to the area and other wildlife as well.
That sounds great. And if you need some help identifying the birds, there's a great app that you can download called Smart Bird ID. We've got it on our phones. And if we just can't figure out the bird, it's easy to find out using that app. So you can really find out a lot about the species if you just take a peek. I know Wildlife Park in Minocqua is another great place.
It is. So Wildwood Wildlife, say that 10 times fast. Wildwood,
right.
Wildlife Park. Yeah. Park and Safari, right, and that's in Minocqua. This is a great destination for the whole family because it's great for kind of all sizes and shapes and ages. You can learn about animals there, including mountain lions and kangaroos and sloths and more. So while they're not necessarily all native animals to Wisconsin, it's really a broader educational experience for everybody. So it's the second largest zoo in Wisconsin, and it offers opportunities for you to, you know, learn about lots of incredible animals and the conservation efforts needed for the future of these animals and species as well. So that's a fun one right there in Minocqua.
I wanted to mention, too, in Prairie du Chien, the Audubon Great River Birding Trail is just fantastic. It follows the Wisconsin's Mississippi River shoreline, and just incredible vantage points to view eagles and hawks and woodpeckers and other species. And they have some great trail maps available there as well. So that's a great one in Prairie du Chien. We have Steve on the phone. Steve is from Wausau, and he has a question for you about the Breakwater Falls access. Welcome, Steve.
Hi, I heard a show on public radio a few weeks ago, and they said that this waterfall was discovered in 1916 on a surveyor's map, and they listed it as Breakwater Falls, and it was a 60-foot fall, but maybe there's another fall that makes it 90 feet. But how do you get, where would you start, what town would you get near to get over to it?
That's a great question. It's about a mile and three quarters west of County Road N, where Power Dam Road dead ends at the We Energies powerhouse. I knew someone was going to ask this question because it's really important since it's obviously newer maps. So there's a spot you can park near the turnaround there at the We Energies powerhouse. So you can park in the turnaround, and then you follow signs up the dam's access road to reach the top of the falls, and it's just past the base of the dam.
Steve asked, what was the park that you mentioned?
Okay, yeah. No, you can park your car at the end of that road.
Okay.
So it dead ends right there at the We Energies Powerhouse Park. At the We Energies Powerhouse, which is where you can park your car. The trails are pretty rugged, so definitely everyone should know it's it's going to, you know, a little bit of a climb. So you need good footwear. And then you can follow the trail past all three tiers of the waterfall there. And it's, by all accounts, it's a gorgeous experience and a gorgeous trail. I have not done this one myself. So I hope you go experience it, Steve, and have a great time.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet.
Thanks for calling, Steve. There are some great public art tours as well that that folks can enjoy this summer. Let's talk about that a little bit. There's one in Shawano County, the Walls of Wittenberg, that I really want to go see.
Yeah, this sounds like a great opportunity. Again, I haven't experienced this one myself, but there are 30 murals on local buildings in the community of Wittenberg. So there's loads of color all over the place and creativity all throughout the village. And that the murals include tributes to the area's history and community members. They have unique scenes like a Warhol-esque set of postage stamps, a tropical island, and a Green Bay Packers piece as well. So there's a wide variety of interests in the subject matter of these murals. And you can stop by the art park during your self-guided tour to see the park's 9 sculptures and beautiful landscaping. So this is in Shawano County in Wittenberg.
Wonderful. And what about Marshfield? They have a site that's fantastic for kids.
It is something to be seen. It's called the Jurassic Park. Of course, a play on Jurassic Park. And it's very quirky, lots of fun. So it's a walkable art gallery in Marshfield. And there are the works of artist Clyde Winia. So he crafted big creatures, larger than life creatures, out of various metals, pieces of metal. And it's a huge fantasy world that you just have to kind of see it with your own eyes in order to believe it. You can stop by the Hobbit House to see Nancy Winia's hand-blown glass jewelry and then other specialty pieces that you can buy. But really, it's a great spot to kind of be outside, take it all in, and just kind of really marvel at the work. And that particular park also calls to mind one of my favorites as well, which is called Forevertron. And that's in New Freedom near Baraboo. An artist who passed away not too long ago, known as Dr. Evermore, put together Forevertron. It's one of the largest scrap metal sculptures in the country, for sure. And it's an amazing, wonderful spot to check out as well.
Wonderful. It sounds like a lot of fun. I'm not a kid, obviously, but I think that sounds like a wonderful place to visit just to see the amazing work that's been done. So
yeah, it's amazing and inspiring to see somebody's work like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Incredible. Want to remind our listeners, you can join the conversation by calling us at 800-780-9742. If you have a question, if you have a comment or recommendation that you'd like to share with us, we would love to hear from you. You can also email us route51@wpr.org. Camping is a big deal right now. More and more people buying RVs, more people buying tents, just going to these out of the way places, and just a great way to take a break and unplug from everyday life. What are some of the camping spots that you think are really amazing?
Oh, gosh, it's hard to choose, Shireen. Honestly, we have incredible state park system, and so many of them offer camping. But really, you know, it depends on kind of what you're looking for. So let's start with one in Tomahawk. It's called Sherwood Forest, Sherwood Forest, right?
Robin Hood.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
It's hard to make it make sense, right? But and it's a campground and a resort. So it's just off Highway 51. And this particular campground has sites that have gorgeous views and waterfront access to Lake Alice and the Wisconsin River. So this is a great combination of, you know, camping, water, swimming, kayak, canoe type of activities. Again, that's Sherwood as in S-U-R-E. Sure it is.
There are some wonderful campsites with a view. Big Bay State Park on Madeline Island is just absolutely gorgeous.
It's
right near a mile and a half secluded beach. And it's really tucked away on the shore of Lake Superior. I highly recommend this for undisturbed wilderness. Just waking up to the sounds of the waves outside your tent. and the spectacular sunsets on the beach are just cannot be beat. Now, in order to get to the island, you do have to take a ferry ride from Bayfield. But I mean, to me, that adds to the adventure and the fun of it all.
There's
also a Mirror State Park in Baraboo is near the Wisconsin Dells.
Yeah.
And that you're surrounded by those awesome sandstone bluffs. Mm-hmm. So gorgeous. And the campsites are wooded, so you have plenty of privacy, but you're steps away from the water. So it's really, you just feel like you are in another world. There's, you can boat, canoe or kayak across the lake. And there's some ancient rock formations that are really incredible. It's a no wake lake. So you're really, really safe in the canoe and really safe in the kayak, especially for beginners. So that's a really fantastic one as well.
It is. Mirror Lake is a really great option or an alternative to Devil's Lake, but Devil's Lake is the by far the most popular state park we have in Wisconsin. And often it gets a bit crowded. And at a time when we all want to have a bit of social distance and we want to make sure we can do that, Mirror Lake is a really great alternative. Although I wouldn't say one is better than the other. It's one that people just don't know quite as well. So I'm really glad you raised that one. It's a great example.
Great. What else is on your list?
Well, so depending on how adventurous someone is, right, there are some camping sites that are only accessible by water. So when you think about it, how remote you'll feel and how quiet and peaceful that'll be, I definitely recommend people check out the DNR website. So there are several websites, several campsites that you can only get to on watercraft, like a canoe or a kayak. And the Northern Highland American Legion State Forest, it actually spreads across three counties. There are 900 lakes in that forest within its boundaries and a lot of scenic campsites within it as well. So some of those campsites aren't reservable, but they do let you self-register at stations. So you can reserve them on a first come, first served basis when you're on a trip like that. So if you're up for winging it and you're up for some adventure, that is a really cool way to really experience, you know, some true peace and quiet along our riverways and lakes.
Sure. I know that the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore allows camping on 19 of its 21 islands. So it's there are places to go where you can hire a boat to drop you off with all of your gear and you're just there. I mean, that is the ultimate in away from it all, because there is nothing to plug into when you're out there. Just
it's
nobody
like
around.
It's like Survivor Wisconsin Edition or something like that. And it just is a wonderful way to really, you know, get away from it all and take it all in and spend time either by yourself or with the people you're with and just focus on that. It's really, really great.
We talked about waterfalls earlier, too, and I wanted to mention that there are some camping opportunities near waterfalls. So at Patterson State Park, there's camping there as well, and it's a pretty modern campground. So if you're a glamper and not a camper like me, this is probably for you. Lake of the Falls County Park is just west of Mercer. It's right where the Turtle River drops over two cascades flowing into the Lake of the Falls. You can camp right there and fall asleep listening to the falls, and just what an amazing feeling that must be. To just camp near the waterfalls. I just think that just sounds wonderful.
It does. It does. And without question, the sound of water, you know, falling asleep to that and waking up to that is something really special. I love those ideas.
Copper Falls, too. That's another one that I should mention. Copper Falls State Park is another place you can camp right. Just right near the falls, so wonderful. No waterfalls here, but Washington Island has Rock Island State Park, and that's a place you can camp with a view. I know it does get a little bit busy on Washington Island at times, but summer and fall are not the only times you can camp at some of these places.
You know, right.
Winter, I hate to say it, but winter is around the corner, and winter camping is a thing. I mean, people do camp in the winter at some of these places, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and keep in mind, you know, it depends on what you define as camping. And if glamping is your thing, you know, you can always rent a yurt at certain different places, or borrow or find an RV or a trailer camper. And those options are, you know, always available. And, you know, doing a little bit of homework means you can think about how to take advantage of all this wonderful, great outdoors all four seasons. Now, you mentioned you're more of a glamper. I like that. I think of people as, particularly Wisconsinites, as either being really outdoorsy or outside-ish. And outside-ish is just fine, right? So outside-ish and glamping and going for a day hike and taking in these gorgeous waterfalls is really just fine. You don't have to have all the right gear to do all those things and to really enjoy everything Wisconsin has. And outside-ish is a really nice way to be, too. So I welcome everyone to you know, think about not worrying about the category, not worrying about whether you have the right shoes or you know, jackets and clothes, although feel free to go buy some. That sounds great. But, you know, it's not just for, you know, the rugged outdoors people. There's really a ton of options for everybody to take it in.
You know, that is so true. And I think that's something we should keep in mind, because even if you're only outdoors-ish, I love being outside, but I'm not going to probably just pitch a tent anymore. I used to do that when I was younger, but not anymore. So there are options. You mentioned the yurt, and can you explain for people who might not be familiar with what those are, exactly what are yurts and where would we find them?
Absolutely. So, well, a yurt is really just another word for a tent. And a lot of times when you show up at certain campgrounds where a yurt is available, they're reservable like they would be a cabin, right? So they're already up. They're a bit easier to access. And it's an interesting way to think about it. I would call it more of a glamping option. You don't have to pitch your own tent. Often they're on top of a platform. So, you know, if the weather's not perfect, you stay a bit drier. It's a nice way to think about, you know, taking it in without, you know, without having to necessarily put it all up or have all the gear yourself. So, and frankly, sometimes people have those available through booking sites like Vrbo or Airbnb, whether it's a cabin. I consider cabin stays a bit like outside-ish and glamping, depending on how rustic, you know, the accommodations are. So everybody's welcome. Do what you're comfortable doing. But a yurt really is just a fancy word for a tent somebody else put up for you.
I love it. Travel Wisconsin Secretary Designee Sarah Meany is our guest today on Route 51, talking about the best late summer road trips and regional destinations to make the most of the season, even as the coronavirus pandemic rolls on. When we return, we'll hear more recommendations, including some hidden gems that are well worth the trip. You can join the conversation, too, by calling 800-780-9742 or emailing your questions and comments to Route 51 at WPR. PR.org. I'm Shereen Seward. This is Route 51 on Wisconsin Public Radio. We're back on Route 51. I'm Shereen Seward. Travel Wisconsin Secretary Designee Sarah Meany is with us today, offering up recommendations to help you enjoy Wisconsin's natural beauty and make the most of the final weeks of summer. We'll take your recommendations and questions, too. The number to call is 800-780-9742. You can email us as well, route51@wpr.org. Sarah, I had to say it, but it is not going to be too long before the leaves start turning and the air is going to get a little bit cooler. But when that happens, I start thinking about scenic drives, and there is nothing better than a lazy trip down one of the state's rustic roads. Can you explain what the rustic road system is as we discuss this?
Oh, I'm happy to. So first of all, normally I would say shush with the whole summer's coming to an end, but frankly, Wisconsin in the fall is, it comes alive. We all know how great summer can be in our gorgeous state, but man, when the colors are turning to fall colors and the crunchy leaves are on the ground, Wisconsin is just one of the most beautiful places you can be in those months. So definitely a great way to take it in would be a scenic drive. So we have a rustic road system, and it's less of an adjective and more of a descriptor, right? So the roads themselves are drivable, but it's marked and there are signage and they're designated in order to give people an idea of how to get off the beaten path. So the whole program itself was designed so that bicyclists and motorists can take in the scenic countryside at a slower pace. You know, get off the highways, get off the main roads, and just take your time. So Rustic Road number 58 is in Oneida County, and it's 9.6 miles long. It runs through gorgeous cedar lowlands and dense pine forests along lakes and creeks. So again, it's a road, it's trail, it's a spot where you look out the windows and you say, gosh, I had no idea how beautiful Wisconsin could be. So that's one example. They're all numbered, right? So Rustic Road 59 is also in Oneida County, and it's 4.5 miles long. Both portions, there are portions both of gravel road and paved road, and your cars can go on the gravel road. We all know that's possible.
Sure.
And it's a lightly traveled wilderness road. So there are log cabins from some of the original Minocqua area homesteaders. And once in a while, you'll see wildlife because it really is a rustic road.
That sounds wonderful. That's in Oneida County as well?
Correct. Yep. Both 58 and 59 are in Oneida County. And then we can skip up to number 100. So Rustic Road 100 is in Iron County, and that's 13.5 miles long. It runs near Highway 51. And it's outside of Mercer. There's waterways, wildflowers, and it's part of the historic Flambeau Trail, and it is the county's first transportation route serving Native Americans. So it's a really interesting connection to our past and history, and you can take in that gorgeous part of the state.
There are a lot of rustic roads too. There are 122 designated rustic roads that span almost 740 miles through 61 counties in Wisconsin. They are absolutely gorgeous in any season. The scenic byways are wonderful too. The state currently has 5 scenic byways. They are state highway routes rather than interstate highways, and they're at least 30 miles long. So there are numerous scenic and historical features on those. The Great River Road, Wisconsin 35, and the Lower Wisconsin River Road, that's Wisconsin 60 between Lodi and Prairie du Chien, and then the Door County Coastal Byway circles northern Door County's peninsula, and I just want to mention that because that is one of the most gorgeous drives in the state that I can get that I can think of. We have Joni on the line from Neshkoro. No, we'll circle back about that in just a moment. What are some of the other great scenic drives and tours that you would recommend?
Well, there's a specific one in Mountain. Yes, there is a place called Mountain, Wisconsin. I love that is the name of this area. Mountain Fire Lookout Tower is a really great spot to check out. So it's a 100-foot steel tower, and it was built in 1935 by the U.S. Forest Service and the Civilian Conservation Corps. So it was part of the extensive forest lookout network. And it stands as one of the last remaining ones on the eastern side of the Schwamigan-Nicolay National Forest. So driving to that spot is a really good reason to get yourself into that part of the state. It has been restored and updated multiple times, and it is on the National Register of Historic Places. So that would be a great spot to venture out to. And then another resource I would share with listeners is that travelwisconsin.com has a ton of stuff available in all these categories, but we very specifically have a list of 11 scenic drives that are worth taking in. And you can just check it out on travelwisconsin.com. Big list of a lot of options all over the state. And in all of those cases, you know, it explains kind of where you need to go and the things you can take in along the way.
Oh yeah, I mean, there's so many that just are at the top of mind right away that I think about too, and I think about where to go. The Highway 2 through Ashland, Highway 13 from Ashland to Parkland, just gorgeous. Especially that Highway 13, it gives you these amazing views of Madeline Island and the Apostle Islands, two different Lake Superior bays, and I would say this is arguably the prettiest drive in the entire state. We have Joanne on the phone with us. Joanne, thank you for being here.
Hi. I would like to recommend the cement park in, Phillips. Mm-hmm. Phillips, Wisconsin.
Yeah. It's a great spot, isn't it? So fun, so interesting, really kitschy.
Well, the story goes that, his wife, this old guy's wife, just thought this was the stupidest thing she ever saw, and so as soon as he died, she was going to tear it down. But she died first, so it stays there.
How many wonderful stories start with that, I wonder? But that's a really great one.
Okay, well, it's a fantastic place to see. So,
yeah,
okay.
Thank you for that.
Thank you for the recommendation, Joanne. Yeah. I appreciate it.
That's a great one.
Yeah, I love the story that goes with that as well. Mm-hmm. Hey, let's talk a little bit about beaches. You know, we think about beaches, we think Florida or the coastal area, but mm-hmm. but we have some fantastic beaches in Wisconsin as well.
Oh my gosh, we do. Well, so one of the things that I love about this job of mine is that I get to remind people that they either forgot or never learned about what a beach community, how many beach communities we really, really have. So I think one of the places I want to make sure people know about is the Sheboygan area. And while even my Wisconsinite friends laugh when I call it the Malibu of the Midwest, it has earned its name and its reputation. It's known as one of the best freshwater surfing spots in the country. And that's because, you know, Lake Michigan and its waves, especially in winter, make it one of the best places to surf. And of course, that's a really wonderful spot. It's kind of all along the entire Sheboygan coastline, up and around Manitowoc. And that's a wonderful spot to take in.
There is surfing in Wisconsin? I've lived here most of my life, and I didn't know.
Yeah. I grew up in the Milwaukee area, and we have a very dedicated surfer community also in Milwaukee. Atwater Beach and Bradford Beach are two very popular spots for that, Atwater probably being the number one. There's even a surf shop in Shorewood, a suburb of Milwaukee, called Lake Effect. Because so many surfers year-round use Atwater Beach and the area around it as a spot to launch and surf year-round. So wintertime is the really interesting point of this whole surfing experience. Wearing a wetsuit or a dry suit, you got to be made of some tough stuff to take in the Lake Michigan temperatures. But that's really a fun way to do it, too. But not every beach in Wisconsin looks like the typical sandy beach of, you know, Lake Superior or Lake Michigan. But of course, Schoolhouse Beach, which is amazing on Washington Island, is a very unique granite rounded stone beach. It's really unique in the country and in the world. And it's scenic, it's beautiful, it's swimmable, it's an amazing, wonderful spot for whether it's a hike, a walk, photos, or to jump in some really refreshing water. I love that spot.
It is a gorgeous spot. And I know the water gets deep fairly quickly. So it's great diving and snorkeling, just an excellent swimming in marked areas as well. And you're right. I think the first time I was there, I didn't think about it as a beach. I thought this can't be a beach. It's a bunch of rocks, but it is. I mean, it's just very different from perhaps what we would think of a beach when it first comes to mind.
Well, I love that spot. My kids love that spot. There's a public pontoon just off, you know, the water's edge, because the water does get deep, you mentioned, quite quickly. But, you know, everyone has a great time jumping off of it and, you know, diving and swimming and canoeing and kayaking right around there. It's really, really worth taking in. Then there's also other things you can do on or near a beach, which, you know, if you contact an outfitter and get yourself the equipment that you need, the Crystal River paddle tour is a fun way to take in the Waupaca area. So an example of an outfitter that can get you everything you need would be Adventure Outfitters. They're in Waupaca. They'll take you on paddle tours on the Crystal River. And then, you know, they'll take you to other local lakes as well in the Waupaca Chain of Lakes area. They'll give you all the equipment you need, including safety equipment. They'll teach you how to use the equipment, and they'll take you where you need to go as well. So that's a fun thing to think about in connection to a beach. It isn't just sitting on a towel and taking in the sun. It's what are you going to do and launch from the beach?
Sure. I know at Big Bay Beach at Town Park in Madeline Island, one of my favorites. And one of the best ways to take in the beauty there is to kayak into the sea caves. But they don't rent out kayaks anymore on the island. So if you're not an experienced kayaker and you're not bringing your own, and even if you are, the guided tours are really the way to go. Because the folks that run those tours know what they're doing. They know where to go. They know the danger spots to stay away from, because it can be quite challenging.
Lake Superior is no joke. It is no joke. The temperature of Lake Superior always stays cold, and even really experienced water sports enthusiasts can underestimate the power of a lake that size and the role that cold water can play in kind of messing things up. And the weather changes very quickly there. That's not to deter people from it, but instead help people think about the types of preparation you should have before taking on something like that. And there are services available in that area to guide you through that and to help you do it very safely.
And people who live there are wonderful about giving advice on where to stay that's safe. And if you're stand-up paddleboarding or kayaking, there are some really safe places to go as long as you're staying pretty close to the shoreline. But if you really want to get out there and see the caves and everything else there is to see, boy, that's really the way to do it. Just spectacular views there and wonderful swimming. You're right, it's cold, but it's not that. I mean,
it's fantastic. And we're made of tough stuff. We're Wisconsinites. The only other thing Sherina was going to share in this category was, we forget that a beach doesn't only happen on a large, large, large body of water. We have 15,000 lakes and, rivers all over the place. And the Wisconsin River itself has sandy beaches, and people can camp along the Wisconsin River on a sandbank. And that in and of itself is a beach. But then, of course, Minocqua, which is all smaller inland lakes in that area. Torpy Park and Beach is a sandy swimming beach. Families love it. They take, you can just sit there all day, have a picnic, just have a really great time. We have beaches everywhere you look, whether they are smooth rock beaches or really rocky beaches, but we also have some amazing, sandy, gorgeous beaches all throughout the state. It's not just the coasts of our Great Lakes and our huge Mississippi River, but we have coastline all throughout the state.
Certainly, there are some wonderful beaches, even here in central Wisconsin. I'm just thinking off the top of my head. I know Mission Lake has a wonderful beach. Just great places that you can take a picnic basket and just hang out for the day. And you feel like you're on vacation, even if you're close to home.
Yeah. One of the things I'm hoping to do is that, over time, get some Wisconsinites to stop saying things like, yeah, but it's not an ocean. I think we say, yeah, but it's not a lake when people talk about their coasts. So I think we've got an incredible wide variety of beaches and water-based activities that'll keep people busy in Wisconsin, forever and ever.
A lot of the things that you mentioned, the road trips and the biking tours, there are some wonderful places to stop along the way. So if you need something to eat or something to drink, and I know that obviously we're in the middle of a pandemic here and folks are being very cautious, but there are some great places to stop along the way.
Yeah, so certainly that is true. We want everyone to keep in mind, calling ahead, checking with where you think you want to go is a really good idea so your plans don't get foiled. But, and being prepared and having your mask and having, hand sanitizer along is frankly always a good idea. But also in this really tough time for everyone, the businesses themselves that make our communities throughout the state need our support. And so the best way to do that is check out some of the really cool local spots along the way, whether it's a trail or a camping experience you have. So a couple that I would love to call out, there's a spot called Brick Soft Serve. It's a northern Wisconsin soft serve chain. They have locations in Wausau, Weston, Mosinee, Minocqua, and Rhinelander. And it's a tradition for a lot of people because they serve up cones and sundaes that are perfect for a road trip stop, or, it could be a special treat. You've earned it. You biked, all the way or whatever the issue is. But Brick's is home of the 1-pound cone.
Yes, it's humongous.
It's a 1-pound cone. It's huge, giant saucer of cone. A guest that eats 100 of these iconic cones welcomed into the 100-pound club. So
I think I'd be more in the 300-pound club.
Yeah, I know.
If I had 100 of those 1-pound cones.
So. Yeah, you get free ice cream.
Absolutely.
For the rest of your life. So it's really a cool, fun thing. It reminds me a bit of that John Candy movie, The Great Outdoors, where he has to eat the whole steak.
Oh, yes.
Same idea. Same
exactly.
idea here, but soft serve ice cream, right? So
right. Well, I just want to thank you for all of these great suggestions. That's all we have time for today on Route 51. I'm Shereen Seewert. Once again, thanks to our guest, Travel Wisconsin Secretary Designee Sarah Meany. Our executive producer is Rick Ryer. Rick is also our on-air producer today. Special music today from Seals and Crofts and George Benson. Thanks to John Altenberg for the Route 51 theme. You can hear the archive of today's program at WPR.org/Route51. Next week, we'll feature special election coverage with a look at the 87th Assembly race. Until then, we're heading out of town.